Just one quick halakha on the laws of Shabbat. Not the most appetizing halakha, but halakha nonetheless. Maran writes in Siman Shin Nun halakha Gimal. Roko shenitlash befiv umuchan nezorko yesh mi sheomer shelo yelech dal ramot b'reshut rabbim ad sheyarok. The Gemara Erubin on Daf Tzadichet in the Mishnah actually tells us the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that says that if a person is walking in the public domain on Shabbat in a place where obviously there is no Eruv, and he has rok, he has saliva or phlegm in his mouth that he is planning on spitting out. So long as it is in his mouth, since it's destined to be spit out, it's now being considered a burden, meaning it's considered a masui, and therefore it's considered carrying, even while it's still in his mouth. And therefore he cannot walk for amot, because he's transferring something for amot in Rishut Rabbim. So therefore he has to spit it out, and then he can continue walking. Now the Halakha learns from this that for that matter a person has to be careful not to have food in his mouth as well when he is walking into the shoot harabim, because what's in his mouth is also considered carrying, which is you shouldn't think that carrying is only considered in your hands and the normal way of carrying, but since food, the normal place to put food is in your mouth, so that's also considered carrying. And therefore the Kafahim brings down from the Sefer Hasidim that some have the custom not to eat sesame seeds on Shabbat, because a lot of times the sesame seeds get caught in a person's mouth between the gums or whatever it is, and therefore when he's walking in the Shut Rabim, he can come to Chas V'Shalom carry. So therefore, that people have some busak and things like that. It seems that you know, there's people that are lenient, kak, etc. But the halakha, it's one should be definitely concerned about the rok that is in a person's mouth. That's for certain, that if it collects and he's planning on spitting it out, he cannot continue walking. Now that's even from, obviously, from Reshut Rabim to Reshut Yachid as well. Even in the Karmeli, which is a rabbinical domain, also one has to be careful because it's forbidden to carry for amot in that area as well.